Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will not be talking about property or even Shenzhen property in specific. After all, most foreigners like us are not eligible to buy China properties unless we fulfill certain conditions. Shenzhen is the headquarters of tech titans like Tencent, Huawei, DJI, and BYD. But it's not just about the big names. The city breathes innovation at every level, from robots in hotels to scan and go, even in McDonald's. Here, I'll be sharing with you my recent experience visiting this beautiful city, what I have uncovered through my lenses, seeing and talking to locals, and how they will have a profound impact to the world, and in specific, to Singaporeans in the coming generation. Without further ado, let's go. On the first day of arrival, we arrived in Hong Kong International Airport. We did not go directly to Shenzhen, as there are more daily flights to Hong Kong via SIA. Upon arrival, the first thing we did was to transfer to a connecting ferry to Shekou in Shenzhen. Take note, this is my first time traveling to this city with my traveling companions. There are a few ways to travel to Shenzhen. It's either by train, drive or ferry. We choose the latter. What really surprised me was that once we confirm our tickets via the ferry counter, our luggage on board the airplane is automatically transferred to the ferry we are going to board. Initially, I was very skeptical on such a fast turnaround and coordination. But it did arrive, talking about efficiency. Anyway, we reached Shekou in less than 30 minutes. The ferry was pleasant and not noisy or smelly at all, as compared to those to Batam or Central Island. Since they are powered by battery, this is the first sign of a modern city. As usual, after arriving at the port, we took DD or Grab. If you haven't tried the DD before, you should seriously try them out. They are far better than Grab. Trust me, the private vehicle that fetch us is battery powered. In fact, the majority of cars in China major cities are electrical cars. They have progressively phased out combustion engine vehicle a decade ago. I know, many are still skeptical on EVs. I'm also skeptical on EV initially, but after talking to DD driver during our stay in Shenzhen and experience firsthand EV cars in their showroom, I have only one conclusion. My next car after my COE expire by the end of this year will definitely be an EV. There is no doubt on China technology. As we check in to our first hotel in downtown Shenzhen, we stay in a business hotel in Nansanqi. This is also a district which they call it as Zishicheng or Knowledge City. Look at the skyscraper outside our hotel rooms. Mind you, this is only a fraction of what I see. This is a mega city. Office buildings, hotels and apartments are everywhere. They look modern and new. For dinner, we visited a nearby mall known as Wanxiang Tiandi. As we step onto the Pedestrian Mall in the evening, I can frankly share with you, China is a shadow of its past. The streets are clean, the mall look new, locals are going about their daily lives. And yes, there are not many smokers on the street too. Most importantly, I can sense the vibrancy of this city. Let me share with you what I uncovered in this Huawei flagship store by the junction. Not only are they selling handphones, they are showcasing their latest EV cars. Let me show you around inside the showroom.
This is China's electric car, you see it? How high technology, you see it? I'm opening the door, you see? My door is opening automatically. 对对，你看，我关那个门，哇，门自动关呢，哇，真的是太神奇了。Impressive,
right? How to go wrong when China get the EV technology right? Next, we anyhow walk into a Michelin star Big Gourmet Chinese restaurant. We try some of their local dishes, including their roast duck. Frankly speaking, this is the best roast duck I ever ate in my life, as compared to those in Guangzhou, which I visited last year, to KL or those found in Singapore. The meat is tender and juicy. Here, these are the dishes we add. Obviously, they don't cost a bowl. It costs only RMB $675 or SGD 123 only. For 4 packs, this means we only pay $31 per person for the Michelin star restaurant. But what really surprised me was that they are top-notch service standard. In Singapore, sadly, we can only have such standard in 5-star hotels. After our very full dinner, we unwind in the nearby mall. They have very interesting art installation for free. mind you, they are moving fast, they move. The art themselves are world class standard. Although I don't really know how to appreciate them. But judging by the crowd surrounding them and taking photographs of them, I think they are something worth appreciating. And the best part, they are free of charge. The following day, we went to Dongmen Lao Jie. This is the older and more traditional part of this city. Obviously, when I'm traveling with my wife, confirm chop, they are not here to appreciate the architecture design. They only have one agenda, shopping. Needless to say, I clock easily 20,000 steps in a single day. The malls are categorized under a specific segment. If you're a women's section, the entire buildings are dedicated to them. Sportwear in one building, children wear in another, and so on. The individual malls are like a maze. I think they are even bigger than those found in Bangkok. The following morning, I went for my usual run near my hotel in Nansan Chi. That was a Sunday morning, which is a rest day. Here, I'm greeted with a river that is so clean. There are dedicated cycling track and walking tracks. The air is fresh and no sign of pollution. The place is safe and is even patrolled by guards. Let me share with you my personal thoughts back then.
Hello, 大家好。今天是6月22号，大概早上7点半。我现在在深圳南山区，这边是一个公园，看到很多人在运动吗？骑脚车、跑步，然后这边有一个河流，后面就是一些住宅，还有写字楼，非常的漂亮，非常的干净。
While walking back to my hotel, what surprised me was that the city is very well planned. They are planned like a square grid. With roads by the edge, the internal area or 小区 are car free.Only the lower level is for car park access and loading and unloading. Right over here, I came across these very interesting signboards.
I'm at one of the office block, the back lane loading unloading bay. In Singapore, URA, we have work, live, play. But let me share with you this. In Shenzhen, we have innovation, delicacy, business, and lifestyle. So much different.This city is all about innovation, about creating new ideas. That's why Shenzhen in the last 20 to 30 years has transformed so much. Because of the young people, of their entrepreneur attitude. And it's pretty amazing. The workforce is pretty hardworking. You see, this is on a Sunday, you have people cleaning the floor. But having said that, this is also a very stressful city.Competition is very intense. The service staff, service attitude is exceptionally good. I would say they deliver good customer service experience. And not only that, the people are young, pretty, handsome. The ladies here, most of them put on makeup. You can see there's a very big difference because of the intense competition. And let me share with you the inside view. Look at this.This is on the Sunday, so most of the shops are closed. But I can see, you want to talk about green space, they have lots of green space. Talk about open space, community space, they have lots of it. You see.
When I'm on the street level, retail space occupied the lower levels, and apartment blocks is on higher level. And the other tower blocks are typically office building. This is a typical design of most mixed development in Shenzhen.Systematic and orderly. I'm far too impressed. They even have guards standing outside during peak hour to greet visitors. I've spoken to many of them. They are usually young migrant workers from second tier or even third tier cities. Sorry, ho, they are not those uneducated ones, not your Ah Beng or Ah Lian. They are armed with Chinese degree, finding job opportunity in this big city. Deep inside my heart, I somehow feel they have ample supply of young talent doing underrated.Jobs. As usual, the next few days are spent shopping and more shopping. That is why my wife and friend are very happy. We also visited this place known as Hua Qiang Dianzi Guangchang. This is a must-go place for those looking at tech stuff. In typical fashion, they have an entire building just dedicated to cameras, handphone covers, IT gadgets, and so on. This place is so huge. I think we only cover 10% in the entire afternoon. For those that are in favor of tech,Let me share with you. I got a 13-inch tablet for only SGD $100. Really, they are seriously good. You can forget about those branded ones if you are not too fussy. We also visited some local neighborhoods. Let me share with you my findings.
是他们所谓的商业中心，其中一个商业中心对面是一些打羽毛球、打篮球的一些设施。你看，这边路上地下这么干净，然后这边有一些写字楼，看到吗？哇，然后还有一些小公园，哦，自行车，啊，那些电单车全部在旁边。路上非常的干净，也是有这些树哦。中国的车全部都是电动车，看到吗？哦，全部都是 EV 啊。然后这边是一些公寓哦，应该是豪宅吧？哦，豪宅啊，就是这样吧。
Well, one of the highlights I personally have was to visit this place known as Hua Qiao Cheng, 欢乐海岸. This is a local place recommended by our hotel concierge. I was so impressed. Let me share with you my street view.
现在我们在这个地方叫欢乐海岸，是靠近一个很大的公园，然后旁边就是靠海边了。哇，你看它的餐馆，露天的，哇，看中国的美食啊，真的是非常非常的吸引人。看，哇，这边大多数都是，我看都是本地人吧，旅客比较偏少。哇，
here we also attempt VRs. Seriously, their graphic and motion effects are impressive good. I highly suggest you experience them when you are in China. As for dinner, we try BBQ meats with drinks. Care to guess how much we spent? Well, for 4 packs, it only cost us HGD $80 in total, or $20 per person. In Singapore, it would easily have cost more than double this price. There is this interesting sign in the restaurant that read, let me translate to you in English. Number 1. If food is not delicious, the manager foot your bill. Number 2, if the food is delayed, the manager give you free. Number 3, if service are good, please praise them and they'll give for you. Got standard right? See ready, also feel shook. Their nightlife is indeed exciting. They have buskers singing songs and such. It was a very pleasant night experience for me. On the last day, guess how we come back from Shenzhen back to Hong Kong International Airport. Well, we book our cross-border 7-seaters via their TT app. It's simple and straightforward to use. We book at 9 a.m. for our ride at 10 a.m. The crossing was smooth. There are 3 bridges linking Shenzhen to Hong Kong. Our journey only took 1.5 hours, including custom clearance. There is seriously nothing much to complain about. To sum it up, China is a very modern city. Far better than the West. I hardly use cash except to give tips. Else it's all Alipay, scan and go. Seamless and fast. The streets are safe. Police CCTV are everywhere. They can even track you while you are moving around. Isn't that amazing? Their malls are clean and huge. Mall close at 10 p.m. Service standard are number 1. Their workers work hard and at long hours. This is a typical salary for the service staff. The city also has innovation into their ecosystem, from the downstream to the upstream of their product cycle. They can technically create anything in-house. Even for McDonald's, it's scan and self-pickup. Amazing, right? We hardly have this yet in Singapore. This is already commonplace in China. Back in Singapore, I find myself very fortunate to have a job at my mid-40s. In China, it's either I'm a highly qualified professional or business owner, else I'll be driving TT around. Most service staff are young people in their 20s, except that they cannot speak good English, else they can give our SQ crews a run for their money. For those that know how to speak English, they are already overseas like those in Singapore. The intense competition in Shenzhen, as well as in many other China cities, has also reminded us the real competition out there. Yes, some say Singapore should isolate ourselves and keep competition away, but that will only make us less relevant to the ever-changing world. Hong Kong is one good example. China don't need Hong Kong for survival. It's the other way now. This also reminds us back home. Don't take things for granted. Things may change soon with our neighbors, especially both Malaysia and Indonesia, progressing extremely well in recent years. The strong Sing dollar we have now may also be weakened in the next decade or so. Singaporeans must embrace challenges and know what is happening to Asia. Arm yourself with new skills to stay relevant. That is why I always make an effort to visit China every year. Just like our founding father, Lee Kuan Yew, visit China yearly. Here, hope you enjoyed this sharing on Shenzhen, as well as my broken Mandarin. Not bad, right? At least I can make known to locals. That is why some ask if I'm from nearby Guangzhou. This is another reason why I'm speaking Mandarin to my children today. I expect them to do the same. If the Chinese can be bilingual, so must we. Else, we are going to lose our competitive edge very, very soon. Knowing a language is only a means of communication, but it opens up a new horizon to understand one culture. That's all. Help me like and subscribe if you have not done so. Hope you enjoy this light-hearted sharing.
今天是我的第三天在深圳。首先我要澄清一下，我是用深圳一个一线的一个大城市来跟新加坡做比较。在深圳，许多住在这边的人就是从70年代的到90年代的人，平均年龄大概是20多岁到40多岁，也是有50多岁的居民。然后他的在公司上班的上班族的年龄成分大概是从20多岁到40多岁到50多岁左右，但是最多是年轻人当然了，因为我在中国华人会居多看到外国人应该是很少。现在这里是深圳福田区其中一个购物商场，是星期一晚上然后你看到哇，这个设计好像我们的 Iron Orchard， 还比 Iron Orchard 还来得大你看路边还是蛮多人的，有些人是放工，有些人是逛街。这个城市非常的奇妙，好像没有人在睡觉这样打个比方，昨晚我们11点还去按摩到凌晨2点，10点多去玩那个 VR 游戏是我首次玩 VR 游戏。你看这个很 modern 的一个城市，你看哇，你看真的，你看那个购物商场9点多还在营业，还是有人如果是新加坡的话，我看9点半已经是店面已经开始关门了。他们的购物商场其实不会输新加坡，反正我觉得他们的购物商场还比新加坡还来的这个
少那有意思吗？
还来的漂亮你看哇，名牌店全部都有这个只是其中一个购物商场而已，我看最少有100多间购物商场在深圳。你看而且又干净了又安全所以那些有小朋友的父母亲想带他们的孩子来这类型的购物商场，或者来深圳，或者是来许多一线城市，我倒觉得你们可以非常的安心真的，这就是中国。现在我给你们看这辆车，这个是华为的电动车，哇，你看，好漂亮啊！你看，好豪华，你看，还有一个很大的萤幕，这边应该是可以控制那个车的功能但是小弟是不会啦你看，还有按摩椅、风扇，哇，遥控你看，全部都是电动的。太神奇了。
哦，啊，话说回来啊，哪里需要 Tesla 啊？你看，哇，多么的豪华！你看，这是后备的椅子，哇，还可以自己开关，哦，风扇啊，空调啦，然后这个是后座，哦，这个应该是一个 6-seater 来的。太神奇了，这就是未来。